Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
until I'm overseas on tour. And peep this Ethiopian queen from Philly taking classes abroad. She's studying film and photo flash focus record. Said she working on a flick and cut my click through the score. She said she loved my show in Paris at Elise Momar, and that I stepped off the stage and took a piece of her heart. We knew from the start that things fall apart. Intense and shattered, she like, that don't matter when I get home. Get out of through letter phone, whatever, let's link, let's get together. You think not, think the thought went home and forgot. Time passed, we back in Philly, now she up in my spot. Telling me the things I'm telling of is making her hot. Started building with her constantly round the clock. Now she in my world like hip hop and keep telling me, yeah.
I get this loop. Yo, back in the, yo, remember back in the day when everything was all smooth and calm? Yo, man, I'm building, man. I'm saying, like, remember, like, back in, like, in 70, 79?
Everybody was on our
line. Nah, 87. That was my favorite. Everything was busting out, man. Everything was lovely, man. Yo, go get the f*** out the rain. Go, who the f*** is that? Hey, yo, Ghost, yo, Ray. What's up with y'all, man? Y'all nigga.
Hey, you know, everybody's talking about the good old days, right?
Yeah.
Everybody, the good old days, the good old days.
Good old days,
well,
yeah.
Let's talk about the good old days.
Let's talk about it.
Gunshot stone and phone dialing. Back in the days of
wanted to be the one till I got blah. Yeah, my pop was a fiend since 16. Shooting that's his bloodstream. That's the life of a crimey. Real life crimey. And others know the habits behind me. Day one, yo, growing all up in the ghetto. Now I'm a whip, jet the palm metal. In Medina, yo, no doubt. The guard got crazy clout, pushing the from now south. So if you're filthy stacked up, better watch your back and duck, cause these beans, they got it cracked up. Now my man from up north, now he got the law. It's solid as a rock and crazy saw. No jokes, I'm not playing. Get his folks, Desert Eagle is joint and put him in the yoke. And to know for sure, I got wreck and rip shots. I pointed to at the safe box. Open it up, kid. I want anything. Right now, boy. Word out. Dedicated to the winners and the losers. Dedicated to all Jeeps and Land Cruisers. Dedicated to the Wags 850i. Dedicated to the dedicated to the Lexus and the Ag. Dedicated to MPV. Fat! Kicking the fly, cliches, doing duets with Ray and A. Happens to make my day. Though I'm tired of busting off shots, having to rock knots. Running up in spots and make it hot. I'd rather put shows instead of those. Hanging on my living room wall. My first joint and it went gold. I want a lamp, I want to be in the shade. Plus spotlight, getting my throat all night. I want to have me a fat yacht and enough land to go and plant my own. But for now it's just a big dream, cause I find myself in a place where I'm last seen. My thoughts must be relaxed, be able to maintain. Cause times have changed and life is strange. The glorious days is gone and everybody's doing bad. Yo, mad lives is up for grabs. Brothers passing away, I gotta make wakes. Receiving all types of calls from upstate. Yo, I can't cope with the pressure, settling for lesser. The guard left lessons on my dresser, so I can bloom and blossom. Find a new way, continue to make more hits of Ray and A. Sunshine plays a major part in the daytime. The mankind goes safe, carry a black.
The gaunt thing, with no organs, creeps along the streets of Europe. She will commute in her feathered bat stomach gown with no organs, with sores on her insides, even her head, a vast hush chamber of pussy memories with no organs. Nothing to make babies, she will be the great witch of Euro-American legend who sucks the life from some unknown nigger, whose name will be known but whose substance will not ever, not even by him, who is dead in a pile of dope skin. The bitch killed a friend of mine named Bob Thompson, a black painter, a giant once she reduced to a pitiful imitation, full of American holes and a monkey on his back, slapped airplanes from the Empire State Building, made her sisters, all of them, received my word and all their orifices like lye mixing with Coca-Cola and Allega syrup. Feel this. Feel it. Now laugh your hysterical laugh while your flesh burns and your eyes peel to red mud. This poem is called Babylon Revisited by the late, great Amiri Baraka. Thank you. Good evening, kings and queens. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters, a For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight's topic is loving through words in life. The power is in the tongue and the pen, after all. The tongue and the pen, if I say so myself. We can't wait to hear your perspective through poetry. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm your host, Queen Simmons, a.k.a. Zwina, and I'm joined by my royal, illustrious co-host, King Atterbury. Welcome, King. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, brother, feeling good tonight, my man. Yeah. Making it do what it do, you know?
I know, that's right. I know that's right. So how are you feeling? How's it all? How you feeling about tonight's topic?
I live that life every day, you know what I'm saying? Affirmation and everything, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, mm-hmm. just a lot of times you got to get up on the good foot. Just be out there, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
whatever you put into the universe is how you go to sleep on and how you wake up in the, every morning, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. to go about your day. If you want to fall into darkness or not, and just be down on yourself, you don't want to be down on your luck. You know what I'm saying? You got to throw some words out there, prayers, lift yourself up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Stay by the bootstraps or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we live in a dark time, so we always got to live in light. Read some scriptures or something. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The daily bread.
Word, absolutely. Some divine protection. It's like they can walk through this life unprotected. Better respect it. You better respect it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I've been thinking. I'm like, I realize that, you know, we are. Like, when you speak, what you speak comes into existence through your actions and what you see. And then as you walk through your life, it's like you're looking through that scope, through that lens, and it comes through in whatever you do. And then that turns out to be your life. Your words become your deeds, become your actions, becomes your life. And you can't really blame that on anybody else. That's just a cycle. That's how it goes. Word up. So, yeah, you definitely got to live through your words. And in this poetic realm, I think that is very important also. It's like, you know, it is a duality between, you know what I mean, looking into reality for like the wisdom or the nut or the, you know, the contrast that's going to give you the lesson versus stepping outside of reality and understanding that, you know what I mean? It's still the matrix. It's all a game. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to live that way. It's just that that contrast little character, I guess. You know?
Well, you know, I live my life every day as a guardian. You know what I mean? As a guard. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Always protecting everything that is, what should be, how it should be, what it could be, and everything.
Mm.
Yeah. So that's just my lifestyle of a guardian.
Right.
It ain't nothing going to change.
And it shows.
I'll stay on one every day.
I think I have a question for our callers tonight. And maybe you can answer it for me, too. I think you pretty much answered it, but I would like to know from everyone else's perspective, like, how do you find your poetic voice when life feels like it's chaotic like it is now? If it ain't war, it's this whole monetary system change or something else, somebody's missing, something's on fire, something is, you know, it's a everything is happening all at once. How do you find your poetic voice? Because I truly believe, like, the poets are the emotional truth of the day. You know what I mean? If you look at poetry throughout time, it's like you get a really flesh understanding of what was going on during that time through poetry, right back down to the Bible. You know what I mean? There were poets in the Bible as well. So how do you go about, like, all right, I want to put this, what I see, what I experience, and what I feel, into poetry in a way, you know what I mean, in the midst of a world being its chaotic self?
You got to exercise your pen, you know what I'm saying? Just what you see, you already saw. What you saw, it already is. I mean, so move that pen across those lines of pages and, you know, get it out there. Mm. Like being a journalist or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, you see things happening in the world or around you or within itself. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You feel some kind of way? Put that shit down on paper. You know what I mean? Get that shit out of your system before it eats you up. You know what I mean? And that's what I do, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, oh, shit going on in this world. These people are fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. That's my
Plan. That's a good idea.
Lifestyle, baby.
I think, I think that I've always believed, and I believe more strongly through the things I've been through recently. Like, nothing is really a tragedy unless you don't learn from it, you know what I mean? The biggest tragedy is walking away from heartache or falling down without learning a lesson from it, you know what I mean? So,
you fall down, you pick yourself back up, you know what I'm saying, no matter how many times you fall. You know,
absolutely, but if you get up and you don't learn to at least walk around that crack or not bump into that thing, and you got up and you didn't learn anything, that's where things become tragic, you know what I mean? So, gotta get it. Right. Yeah. Yes, indeed. So that's my perspective on it. So that's how I do it. It's like, that's how I view it, I should say. It's like, let me try to find the lesson in this thing that makes me feel so deeply in whichever way. Maybe it's like deeply in a loving way, or deeply in a sorrowful way. You kind of have to take the lesson from it. Because I can't stand. Well, I can't say I can't stand, because all poetry and all art has its own faces. But it's so hard for me to listen to, you know what I mean, that heartbreaking poetry, when it's like you get to the end of it and it's like your heart is just on the floor and there was no triage, so to speak. Like, there was nothing at the end that made you feel like I learned something from this thing that almost broke me, because you're still here, you're not completely broken, right? So it's like the thing that almost broke me, I learned something from it, and hopefully we can find a way to, like, master the idea, like, looking at what is wrong in life and then coming back towards it and viewing it from a place of, like, this is what I learned. this is a, you know what I mean? This
yeah,
is it
also
all
too.
Worth what I had to pay.
Yeah, as human beings, we're supposed to love. You know what I'm saying? And not keep going through cycles of bad. You know what I'm saying? Or cycles of discomfort. I mean, you're supposed to live your life comfortable, not uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And that which is not growing is actively dying. So we got to keep on moving and keep on growing, keep on learning. And then we have
I stay living.
Yeah, that's true.
You got to stay living and breathing.
Mm-hmm. We do. We absolutely do. And I think we have the perfect medium to be like, all right, this is what I learned from it. This is what, this is how it affected me. And then hopefully somebody hears you that needed that message that you learned from it, and you hear it and understand it. And I feel like that's the ultimate goal for me, is to be understood by somebody else that's like going through the same thing, you know? Anyway, I'm very long-winded tonight, but I just wanted to expand on that topic. I feel like we sometimes rush through it and not really give it the attention that it deserves. You do give a lot of effort to coming up with these topics, so got to show it some love. You know what I mean?
Well, that shit is natural. Huh. Like I said, I consider myself a god. I see everything going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I speak to a lot of people. People voice their opinions out. And I see things, a lot of things happening. You know what I'm saying? So I allow myself to live and breathe every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Ain't no, ain't no suffocation.
Yeah. How do you block people out? That's the thing I need to figure out. How do you block it?
Huh?
Block it. How do you protect your energy? How do you protect it?
Oh, that shit is easy for me. I mean, because I pay your ass no attention. Why not? I mean, I don't do entertainment very well. If I want to entertain you, that means my other personality is coming out where I just want to be a joker. You know what I'm saying? But life is serious out there. You know what I'm saying? Things going on, so I learned how to hit the switch and not take that shit in. I can hear the shit all day, which I do a lot of times, around different communities and places, but I learned to block it out, you know what I'm saying? And that's what that's what meditation is all about, you know what I'm saying? You discipline yourself to not take in what does not belong to you. I ain't saying you ain't having compassion for what somebody else got going on, but if it bothers, if it irritates your spirit, you got to know how to, you know what I'm saying, like, put up that blockade on that wall.
Yes, indeed.
Everybody's working on their own self. Everybody got their own thing going on. So, you know, a lot of times you just got to be careful about it.
Right. That's absolutely true. I agree. I totally agree. Thank you for those words of wisdom, my king. So, how about we get back to the poetry? Since you always get on my case about you going first, do you want me to go first, or would you like to take the honors?
Queens before kings.
Okay. All right. We'll do it that way then. All right, this is something that I'm working on. I don't think it's meant to be spoken word, but I'm working on, you know, diving into the past and diving into, you know, how things really go. Anyway, long story short, it may not read as spoken word, but it's called Always.
You just let it flow.
All right.
The mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. All right. My mom. My grandmother, who we called Mom, would knit quilts. A delicate interweaving of small bits of fabric into elaborate patterns that my small eyes never had the ability to recognize until they were revealed with a snap as she stretched out the finished product. She took long, delicate fingers to needle, thread, and a hem. Read, she directed me. If my people who are called by my name, the old bell telephone clamshell claimed, changing the air, it would be news. someone needed food. She'd run them through about irresponsibility and the duties of motherhood before laying out instructions. Come on, get it. She'd say before recradling the phone without a semblance of salutation. Cal heist that window. Put that bottle in the freezer and bring me another. When I was done, she'd say, here, chew the sweet out of this bubble gum. My cheeks would tingle with excitement as I filled my six-year-old jaws with three, count them, three pieces of super bubble gum. Ma had lost one of her legs to gangrene from diabetes. Chewing out the sweet felt like both treat and duty. She went back to her post, sewing clothes layers and bits of her children and grandchildren's old garments into warmth, sewing in memories and songs. It was never work. It was purpose. A knock at the door as the sun changed positions. Another woman entered, teary-eyed and off-centered. Hey, Ma, she said quietly. Come on in here. Let me look at you, girl. She gave Ma a hug that my grandmother leaned into, though her hands never left her post at her quilting. The girl started to cry. Huh, Ma said as a terse hush. Child, she said to me. Go to the store and get me some cranberry juice. She pulled out a wad of food stamps from her bra and sent me off. When I returned, the temperature of the room had changed. The girl was sated and seated at her quilting away diligently, humming along with Ma in tune about how through Christ all things are possible. I sat at her feet for days. Little changed save the position of the sun. Or the disposition of the moon, the development of her quilt, tension, steady, patterns prayed over and preordained, rose from each knit and purl, a swirl as revolving as my grandmother's door, as her presence in our lives, stitching everything whole. Fibonacci would be proud. And that's that piece.
All right. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Different ways, huh?
Yeah, like I try to tell our stories. Isn't that what it's about? My grandmother passed away many years ago, but I'm like, I always felt it was so amazing, and I was trying to reach back and remember that about her, how like her living room, and like she would invite women from all over the community when they needed help. They would come to her for help and advice and tell, asking her what to do. And then before you know it, they would be sitting with her, helping her make a quilt. These people weren't related to us. They were just other young girls in the community that was going through stuff. And I'm like, that story shouldn't die with her. And I know that I'm going to build onto it. And I just started really writing it, but it's like, those stories are so important. How like the women of our community and our mothers and grandmothers were like, they were communities within themselves, you know what I'm saying? So that's where I'm going with it. I hope you enjoyed it.
Yeah. Yeah, that was good.
That was anyway. Good. Okay, but good. Anyway. I appreciate that. Thank you. So, you want to put a piece for us real quick?
Yeah. This piece is titled Put It Back. Let's return to poetry in motion and keep a fist waving. Peace to those creating and always demonstrating. Hit the notepad like boom. Show experience on deck. It ain't nothing but respect when the whole crew connect. Spit that high from the sky, so when it dive, let it rise. Others will know that you arrive and say, that's my God. Perhaps that's my dude. Coming through as living proof. Making it do what it do, especially with a muse. Travel many paths, even walk many roads. When I was young, it was hot. As an adult, it was cold. Energy level 100, whenever I feel something. I drink my coffee from Dunkin', I keep my physical running. As I wait, never late, checking the brakes on my case. I'm in a place hoping to God that they don't change my rates. For now, I'm in a lane in front of faces that are strange. Life is what it is. Never again. Don't let it rain. Okay.
Oh, that's cool. All right now. kick it off. Kick it off. I'm feeling you. All right. That's what's up. How about we play a quick song before we get to some of our callers and let them get in on some of this action? What do you say?
All right. That's what's up.
All right. I got you.
Energy back to me with divine care. Whoever, whatever is living off my light energy, run that back, get your own. I'm emotionally gifted, so I must guard that gift with wisdom and firmness. My openness is emotionally generous. I must be watchful. I'm seeing who are and aren't skilled to receive. I receive what others' blind spots are, teaching me about budgeting my energy and setting the boundaries. I have the right to tell people what they don't want to hear in the name of setting them boundaries. I also want to exhaust myself on people who ain't listening. I'm done with people pleasing and the attachment to make everyone happy with me. I won't share like how I used to share. I people wiser. I know now people pleasing isn't love, but it is fear. I am magnificent at releasing expired emotional ties to how I structure my life with people, knowledge, money, friends, nutrition, health of my body, love and time. I'm free from over-explaining and justifying my choices. My cutoffs aren't personal, they're spiritual. Anyways, I call back all energy that belongs to me. I am not the caretaker of those who want to stay asleep. I release the programming of being overly responsible for the happiness of others. The divinity in me, you know what's up. Tell me who I should share my intimate energy with. I focus my energy on who sees me and skillfully respects me. Not those who are skilled in choosing their false stories about me. I notice and accept when there is unequal energy exchange. Mental real estate when I release people I bonded with through my trauma self and not through my healing self. Yet I am deeply grateful for the hidden gifts that divine used them for to help me see my worth. I speak the law of reciprocity and mutual exchange in my most intimate relationships. I now know misalignments aren't personal but vibrational. I enroll myself into believing my emotional health is to create healthy boundaries for myself. I cast away the curse of suppressing my emotions. I am free from internal violence towards my feelings. How I feel is a part of fulfilling my purpose. I explore a healthy relationship between my emotions and boundaries. If they feel like home and they feel safe to be around, I spend more time with that type. I'm learning how to interpret people's energy, especially those I love. I emit my own frequency and monitor how much energy I absorb from events, social media, texting, conversations, entertainment, and thinking. I attract connections where my love languages are valued, explored, and met. I'm on a budget. I gotta keep that same energy, no matter what. I surround myself with emotionally mature allies that are strong when I am vulnerable. I vow to not play nice just to be named nice. My circle got like a lowercase o, and I love it here. I'm laughing because I have no clue what's here. But god dang it, I'm gonna get curious and lean into it like I know it will all be all good for me, good for us. I have people in my life I don't have to re-examine to reposition in my life. I am honest with who really got what it takes to connect with me and what I offer to connection. On some real-ish, my worth is not based on how much I give. Even if I'm misinterpreted or misunderstood, I know I'm not being distant. I am now gravitating to the vibe that best suits my energy. I'm picky with who I allow into my intercourse. I am my own verification. I embrace learning relational intelligence to enrich how I relate and invite others to relating deeper, even if parts of me are still tender. I am surrounded only by others who feel like honey. I have the wisdom to see through agendas, to downplay any individual or collective racial wounds against my emotional energy and free thinking. The power within me is stronger than the 1% attempts to control my energetic wealth and well-being. My energy is the truest wealth in existence. I am made in the image of God, and I am opening to realizing that more. This is my truest identity, and no one can tell me otherwise. 2019 was a launching pad to my truest thrive ever. I'm selective where I place my emotional resources and jewels. I open up to only those worthy of my trust. I'm worth connections that have spiritual depth. I no longer have to be the strong one, the spiritual one. I have accepted aligned tribe. I now know that toxic energy of those close to me are not alchemized by my spiritual relationship with myself and kindness towards them. With a swiftness and humility, I bow out of that and let their life be their teacher. I love people, but my energy tolerance budget is hella bougie. I gotta watch my budget on this energy here. Hey, hey.
All right, all right, all right. Yes, I love that song. I feel like it's like, it's a whole read. It's a whole vibe. But you know what? We want to keep this vibe going. Isn't that correct, King?
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, all right.
It's going to work the vibe tonight, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm going to have to get some upbeat music and see if I can get you, you know. Get you excited tonight, because
I'm good. We just want to kind of like
so
after,
relaxed.
After the full moon. Like, I stay relaxed,
yeah.
Girl. You know what I'm saying? I told you that before.
Know.
You know, remember that the ending of the full moon was yesterday. I mean,
yeah.
So, you know, after that's you release all that like, into that universe, you know what I'm saying? You just gotta keep yourself leveled out. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I feel you there. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with that. That's acceptable.
Balance.
That's what's up. All right. Well, King, how about we get to some of these callers and see what they have to say about the topic?
No doubt.
All right. It looks like first up on the mic is going to be Java. Java, welcome in Queen's Quarters. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. Thank you for asking me.
That is wonderful to hear. That's wonderful to hear. Oh, yeah. So, I do have a question, but I would like for King to step in before I get started. King, you have anything to say to our caller?
Yeah, how do you live your words in life? How do you feel about that?
Can you repeat that?
How do you feel about living through your words in life? No.
Mm-hmm. I feel like my words carry a lot of weight due to the actions that I use behind them. Because you can only say certain things without actually doing certain things or having the actions to follow about it, whether it be just giving advice about something or helping somebody out or just doing anything, really. You just got to follow what you say, and your words are a lot stronger that way, and people take notice of that, and that's how I carry myself.
That's what's up. You sound like a young man that carries himself that way in word and in deed. That is how it should be. And I think that's a value lesson that a lot of these younger guys could stand to learn. So that's what's up. I appreciate that answer for sure. That's what's up. So Java, you're also a poet. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself? This is your first time calling in. I do want to give you an extended welcome to not only King and Queen's Quarters, but to the Epiphany family. All poets are welcome. And we definitely like to hear a little bit more about you as a person and as a poet.
Oh, no problem. I've been doing poetry for about 12 years on and off, mixing in with like songwriting and rapping, just in my spare time, just as a hobby. You know, one of those things I did when I was alone, whether my friends were away, just something to keep myself busy. And I really enjoyed it.
That's awesome. That's beautiful. Okay. And do you feel like you view, with your hands being in all three of those different genres, do you feel like they affect one another, or are they, do they kind of like combine into one, the music, the poetry, and the hip-hop?
I feel like it just depends on the topic. The topic, whether it be something, well, I can't even say it depends on the topic. I think I can flow very well with all three of them, whether if I have to do something that's more like serious with a poem or a rap or a song, I feel like I could do that. Whether it's lighthearted, I could do that with a rap or a song. So it's just one of those things, like how I'm feeling. I feel like I can do either of those things. It's all about the mood and tempo of it.
Oh, dope. Okay, well, this again is your first time coming through. I can't wait to hear some of your poetry, and I also like for you to not be a stranger. Make sure that you come through. And we would love to hear some of your other work as well. We're open to that. As you hear from the music that we play, you know, I feel like we both feel like hip-hop has a huge influence on poetry, and poetry has a huge influence on hip-hop. So if you want to come through with some of your music one day, you know, a poem today, come through, share your art. That's what it's all about, okay?
Oh, no problem. I'll definitely consider that in the future. Definitely got to look into anything. Probably might just make some new stuff for the show. It all depends on how I'm feeling for the night.
All right. We welcome it for sure. So without any further ado, welcome, and I'm going to turn the mic over to you to share some of your poetry with us tonight, okay? The mic is all yours.
All right, just have a little small piece, little sampling. Didn't really know what to really say or anything. Just something how I've been feeling about stuff that's just going on in the world today.
Okay, that's perfect for the topic.
I titled this piece, World. If war's pending, then Uncle Sam's spending. Sons and daughters to meaningless slaughter. King said it best, can't we all get along? More love, less hate, please tell me I'm wrong. Not our leaders are just, so I don't do politics. I just sit back and relax and enjoy the comedic spits. United is states, get divided in America. Race this, wear that, let's kill this terror. With minds full of peace, that is hate that we're higher. So tell them, have a coat and a smile. You know the rest. Richard Pryor. And that's my piece.
All right, John. That's what's up.
Whew. I'm trying to give you your snaps over here, but that was dope. That was really dope. And it was short, but it was so poignant at the same time. Like united in states, but divided in America. You could dissect that in so many different ways. That speaks volumes. This is very, I love this piece. It's definitely awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing it.
Yeah, that was a, I like that piece, son. You know what I'm saying? That was a nice piece you put together. You know what I mean?
Thank you. I appreciate the kind words and everything. A little nervous doing this. So I really do appreciate the positive feedback.
Oh, you're so
welcome.
Thank
you for coming through, son. I appreciate that, man. You know?
So I was giving you the open door to introduce him in that way. I didn't want to take any.
I just let him be him, you know what I'm saying? Well, then I shoot like that left house. You know.
The truth. With writing poetry like this, I don't know if you want to go by Prince, but I guess if we are king and queen, then we're the prince in all of this. This is King's son, right? Your king's son?
Yeah, he's my son.
Yeah. Okay. I'm like, I didn't want to make that introduction, but he told me behind the scenes. I'm like, okay. Yes, welcome. Welcome to the family. It's a pleasure to meet you and to hear your voice. Your father speaks so highly of you all the time. And, wow, I didn't realize that you were such a bomb poet. You spoke of your music. But okay, all right, okay. I definitely want to hear more and welcome for sure.
Thank you. I inherited from a genius, so I could only have sent my dad to think for me.
Oh, that's absolutely true. Oh,
thank you,
I love it. That's beautiful. Well, Javis, thank you so much for joining us tonight. We appreciate you. And you sound like such a stand-up young man. I'm very proud of the dude that it feels like you're becoming. You know what I mean? And the poet, the strength behind your words. Just share it more. Get more comfortable behind that mic. And just bring it. I can't wait to hear more for sure, okay? But for now, if you want to stand by, we might do another speed round if you have time. If not, I understand. I hear that you might be a little tired from work. So if you want to drop off, it's cool. But again, we appreciate you for coming through. And don't be a stranger.
I won't be a stranger in the future. Tonight, I think I might have to be one and done. I do have my game friends calling me towards them. So I do have my other to fulfill.
Fair enough. But thank you. Okay, we appreciate you. All right. Well, one love and one mic. All right.
All right, y'all. Good love on my tonight. Keep killing.
All right. No doubt.
Okay. Thank you. Good night. Oh, wow. You were keeping that, you know, that silver bullet of secret from me. I didn't know he was pinning like that.
He's low key like his dad, you know, man. So
that's dope. That's dope.
He wanna come through and he's like, all right, I do. So
yeah. And I could say like he's like his daddy, but he has his own style. Like his is distinct from yours. So it's like, you know, I see the influence, but it's like for a young man, his voice, his independent voice is strong. You know what I'm saying? To have a father who have accumulated so much writing and to still be able to find your own voice is a beautiful thing. So, big ups to
my daughter. Big ups to my daughter the same way. You know what I'm saying?
She
does spoken word. Yeah. She had a whole album.
Really? Wow. She shared that. She definitely shared.
She don't feel like doing it no more. So, mm-hmm. You know.
It seems like that sometimes.
She needs to come out with the book. You know what I'm saying? That's how I came out with the first book. Because of her. She was like, Dad, just do it. So she kind of made me do it. So then I just took off from there. But she's another one.
That's
she learned from me too once, she said.
Wow. Yeah. That's awesome. Look at that. Look at that. How, you know, your offspring, life springs from your offspring and re-influences you and, like, it's a beautiful thing. Look at that. I'm about to cry. I'm so proud of you. That's awesome.
Yeah,
okay. You're so welcome. Before we move on to our next caller, I do want a song, get us back into the mood and, you know, get ready for the next person up to the mic. Is that okay?
Yeah, I know that's right. Sure enough.
All right, here we go.
I'm I just took my socks off.
At Epiphany Radio.
A baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
I hope you got your socks off, King.
Always. I'm in my boxes.
Oh, okay. Thank you. We needed that visual for tonight. Thank you, my King.
I'm relaxing right now. I'm chillaxing.
Chillaxing. Chilling like Bob Dylan. I know that's right. Before we move on, I do want to remind you guys we're at the halftime mark. Tonight's show is definitely brought to you by Raw Links. We usually tell you at the top of the show, but don't forget it. This is all made possible by the great author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet. He makes all this magical paths, all this magic possible at the Epiphany Radio Universe. And I do also want to remind you, if you're listening online, the dialing number is 319-527-6300. Just make sure that you hit that one so that we can hear your lovely voices. Ain't that right, King?
No doubt. We in the building.
Yes, we are. We are in the building. I hope you got your socks off. We're going to get to our next caller. And it is, I believe, the lovely La Perla Negra. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How are you doing, my dear?
I'm good. I'm good, Your Majesties. How y'all doing?
What up? Feeling good. Feeling good.
We are.
Had sent my little crumb detective in the room with his Uncle Jay for a minute because he wouldn't let me write to Jay. He wasn't going to let me sit tonight because he kept trying to grab my phone and just like looking at me. He kept putting his little hand on my face like, look at me. You see me here.
Like, this is my time, lady.
Yes. He's been like that all day. I don't know what it is, but maybe because I was actually trying to get some writing done and I was taking my attention away from him. He was like, he just kept doing that to me all day, putting his little hand on my face, like pushing it towards him. I'm like, what, boy?
Oh, God.
But he would look at me, wrinkles in his forehead, like, I know you see me sitting here. Now stop playing.
Oh, like, that would mean he is not accepting it.
Luckily, he loves his Uncle Jeff.
Oh, he does. Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah, did you hear?
Every time he sees him come out of his room, he says, hey! And Jordan, you know, Jordan is very very calm and collected all the time. Almost stoic. And the baby looks at him like, he looks at me when Jordan doesn't really react to him, his excitement, and like, did you see that? He walked past the man and didn't come in here. Can you talk to him?
like we just going to stand here and take this disrespect. He saw me say.
Okay. Literally, he's a good boy, got personality, I tell you. He's something else.
Oh, that's so sweet. Getting bigger by the second. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Beautiful poetry, everybody. Yo, King, you gotta get your son up in here a little bit more often. He's got something for us to hear.
Yeah,
I see he got an easy flow about him, and that's good. That's what's up. He's very calm and cool. That's what's up. Okay. And y'all came with some, you know, best first. You know, Queen, I love when you open the show with a piece from another poet. And you always it's like you don't pick a bad piece of poetry to spit from somebody else. They always are very profound, very touching. And the one that you did by you, that one was really kind of like, I felt it, you know. It's I hear the nostalgia in it that you were talking about going back. That was pretty decent.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I have you to thank when you started saying you know, turning it, not just as poetry, but it's like, you know, writing it in story form. Instead of being confined to a particular form or to like a rhyme scheme, I get caught in a lot. I'm like, let's just let it flow and see what happens. And I'm like, let's see how we feel about it. I like it. I appreciate it. Thank you. Trying to, you know, stretch the wings out a little bit too much.
That's what it's about.
You're welcome. Yeah. I appreciate that. So tonight, the question I have is like, how do you?
I'm a big ball of chaos inside. No, I'm not. But you know what? I have dealt with chaos all my life. So just getting through it and dealing with it is like second nature to me from now on, you know, unless it has something to do with my kids. I can't even say normal, but it is the norm for me because I've known people that are just chaotic, period. They're full of drama and, you know, just negativity and hate-filled and just wanting to drag somebody down, namely me, you know, no matter how much I've given. And it just, you know, I take it as it comes. It is what it is. I've gotten to the point where I can say it is what the hell it is, and that's what it is. Some I can see the outcome before it gets here, and some just, regardless of how it goes, I know that it's going to end up disastrous for them, and I'll be all right. You can't touch my spirit. You can mess with my flesh. Yeah, you may mess with my mind a little bit, but you can't. My spirit is untouchable, plain and simple.
Absolutely. I love that. I need to start telling people that directly.
Like, you can't touch my spirit. When you put it into the air, that's it. You know what I mean? It's like you speak it. The word, yes. I'm working on something right now where I speak about how, like, we talk to one another. You know what I mean? As people, especially the people you're really comfortable with. Do you realize how many, like, demeaning things we say just off cuff and just in normal language, that it's like your words mean something. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yes.
People don't realize that there's so much power in the tongue that you wouldn't believe. So be careful what you say. Be careful.
Not only that, you ever have something that you need to just, you might not want to let it out, but it's necessary to exhale those words so they can actually leave your body. Because when you hold on to it, that energy will bounce around inside of you and it will eat away at you. Literally, it will make you sick. So it's not just good for people outside of you. It's healing for you, for your body. Period. Your mental well-being, your spiritual soul, all of that. And there's a difference between the soul and the spirit. Trust me.
Absolutely. That's very true. That is very true. Wise words, Love Permanator. We so appreciate you for sharing with us. So how about we get to some of your beautiful poetry?
All right, now, I'm ready. Go ahead.
Wait. I hear the little poet in the back. Does he need this?
No, he ain't write no pieces tonight. He in the room with his uncle. Tonight. He's just loud like that.
Okay.
What were you saying about your piece? I'm sorry.
He, like I said, he didn't allow me to write today. He kept grabbing at my devices and pulling my face over to him, crawling all over me. I'm like, boy, what you want? I had to rush and throw this together. And in order for me to do that, a lot of times I am really in my feelings when I'm writing this. Mm. I give y'all bits and pieces of me, but sometimes I'm really, really in my feelings about it when it's bunched together like this, because I don't have time to actually think. So I just write whatever comes to mind. So I'm going to try and work with this.
Okay. All right. We can't wait to hear what you come up with so far. When you're ready.
Bless you.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. This is called How I Live Through My Words. There's a strange thing with me. I can always find the strength to help and teach people to shine on and to unfold the wings of their heart so that the true love in them can fly free as it's meant to. Once again, and I don't do it looking for something in return. I know who I am. It's my charge, and I'm obedient. I have discernment, but I'm a train wreck of emotions, completely filled with nothing but love inside. Because love is my strength, but it is also my weakness. I came to realize it at times when my mind and my heart aren't in the same space. And whenever I'm in pieces, I wander aimlessly, trying to find out how do I stop dropping them, because I have no one to help me pick up me. Wondering, is there anyone listening? How do I piece myself back together? And that's when my angels tap me on my shoulder and I remember that I know God's way may sometimes seem dark, but sooner or later, they do touch the shine of that light deep inside and everything is suddenly all right again. You just have to learn to see through the eyes of the universe. I guess what I'm trying to say is that it gets lonely over here, and that's that piece.
You always show up on time. Always. That was a dope piece, though.
Thank you.
You always lay it out. You know what I mean? Even with Little Man, trying to distract you off, you always come through. But,
yeah, a little crumb detective.
Your pin game is always on point. Never weak or whatever.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
You're
welcome.
Queen, you there? I'll mute your mic.
Thank you, because I've been talking this whole time, and I'm wondering why I have not gotten word in edgewise. So, thank you.
You're welcome.
So very sorry. But yes, I totally agree, and I was on mute because I was trying to, I didn't want you to hear the keys typing in your ear as I'm trying to take notes on my keyboard, but it was a line when you were like, it's my charge and I am obedient. It's like taking ownership of where you are and understanding that the ebbs and flows of life are important, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was also that part. I totally understand that line when you were like, when my heart and my mind aren't in the same space, that is a place to be. Ooh, that feels like purgatory. And it's purgatory. It's in between. You know?
There's the chaos right there.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, yeah.
And then to end it, there was a one part when you were talking about that, how when you come out of the darkness and it touches the shine of that light deep inside of you, it's like it finds that place deep inside of all of the chaos and the darkness. And I love that about the way that you write, it's like, you know what, it's not just that I've been to these dark places. I'm telling you what I've learned from being in those dark places. So there is that triumph and that tragedy mm-hmm. that I think is so beautiful. But I know how hard that darkness can be, and I'm glad you were able to find your way out through writing, because this is beautiful. And for you to have done it under the gun with very small and very demanded little guy standing next to you, I do appreciate mm-hmm. you writing a fresh piece. And this is beautiful. This is very beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, you got a way of breaking my pieces down, and that's pretty much it. So thank you. Wow.
That's a sound. It was so well. No, I'm because I feel like there's lessons in the way that you speak. There is so much. There is wisdom in your experience, and you kind of relay it in the way that it's like, it's okay. And that's what a lot of people don't get to hear very much. Everybody tell you, like, you should man up or you should be strong. But most people will remind you just in the fact that, you know, it's going to be okay. There is mm-hmm. light after the darkness. There is calm after the storm. Even if it's clean up and rebuilding, the storm ends, mm-hmm. the darkness has an ending to it, and you always make sure that you bring that to light. So, yeah, I take lessons when I listen to you, honey. Please continue to share.
Oh, absolutely. And you're right. You can't see being harsh. It's nothing wrong with being firm, but being harsh with people when they are in need, because everybody got a story. Everybody needs something at some time or another from somebody. Okay,
mm-hmm.
people to say, I don't need nobody. I don't need it. Yes, you do, because we
right.
were put here to be with someone, to deal with
mm-hmm.
one another. We are all charged to care for each other. So you can't say, I don't need. Yes, you do, because sooner or later, you have something that you got to do that you can't do by yourself. You just can't get it all done by yourself. So being harsh with people when they are in need like that, when their soul reaches out to you, you can't help them find the light that's inside of them by saying things like that, being real harsh. That makes them shut down. You send a shock to them and completely throws them off. That's not what you want to do. You want to tap into that side where it's gentle and it's home to them. You can't be home where it's harsh and you all tightly wound and uncomfortable. That's not home. Your soul, your spirit, your heart is your home, and that's where you should find yourself. You know, people can't do that when you are being cold and callous like that towards them. It may sound like it works, but this ain't the army, damn it. This ain't the armed forces. Okay, yes. this is life that we are living every day. So, and we always got
true.
A war going on inside of us with our spirits and stuff. Yeah, so. But I ain't going to take up one more of your time.
No, listen, you said an absolute word, and I totally appreciate it. So, but I do know you're probably being summoned by the little king. So we appreciate you for coming through with a fresh piece, fresh ink, and your beautiful words and wisdom, as always. Yes. Thank you so much. All right. Thank you. One love and one mic, sweetheart.
One love and one mic.
This life can make me so confused, but it's all right. Living day by day, I feel so used, that ain't right. I just want to run and hide, but I don't have the time to cry. It's all right, it's all right, all right. Any thoughts are running through my head, it's all right. Wishing to be somewhere else but here, and it's all right. I can't wait to see your face. I need a smile in your embrace. I'm alright. can't even buy that dress on sale, but it's alright. Having money don't mean a thing. Loving you is everything, and I'm alright. Everything is everything. It's gonna be alright. Everything is everything. It's gonna be
alright.
Absolutely. Oh, that song was dedicated to the beautiful La Perla Negra, showing us the pain through her poetry. Yes, I love that song, and I love you, baby. All right. Okay, Kay, let's keep this party going and open up the mic to our next poet. Are you ready?
No doubt.
Okay, it looks like our next caller is coming in from area code 713. Area code 713, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. Who do we have the pleasure of speaking with tonight?
Sir Lawrence, greetings to you both.
Sir Lawrence, hey,
how you
welcome.
Doing,
indeed, indeed, everything's on the one.
That is beautiful to hear. That's beautiful to hear. Welcome to the show. It is wonderful to hear your voice.
Absolute. I don't think I've ever been on this show.
Yeah, I don't know if you've been here, but I've definitely heard you across the platforms and across the Epiphany Radio universe.
Right.
So I'm familiar with your work, and so I do welcome you, and I appreciate you for joining us tonight.
So tonight,
King, you have the honor of asking the question and welcoming Soul Origin tonight.
Yeah, the question we want to know is living through your words in life. What's your perspective on that?
Well, I think that's what makes it easier to write it, when you incorporate your experiences. I mean, you know, like in my case, sometimes a situation, a verbal exchange, a thought that was triggered, you know, in the course of that's where my writing comes from. It could be even something I read, you know, and that would inspire the pieces that I write.
Yeah, that's what's up.
That's wonderful to hear. It's like a question that Quentin from the other platform that King has shows on, the Poetry Corner. He often asks poets, do they believe art imitates life, or does life imitate art? And I guess that you're saying that it's a balance between the two, right? So it's your experiences affecting your poetry, as well as your poetry being a display of those experiences, so to speak, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Matter of fact, sometimes, like, again, it could be just a thought. I mean, I poured a glass of wine one night, and then sitting there looking at the glass, and then that inspired a piece. So, you know, it just depends.
I can imagine what could have come from that. Knowing that, having heard your poetry piece on that glass of wine, but I'm not sure if that's what you wanted to share with us, but
I could do that piece. I was really trying to decide which piece to do, but if that's a request, that's not a problem.
Yeah, I think that speaks to what you have, you know, what you said, like, you know, the smallest things can be, and I'd love to hear that display from a glass of wine. I can't wait to hear it. So when you're ready, we yield the mic to you. The mic is yours.
Okay. Let me find it. Oh, here we go. Straight out of the book. Am I coming in clear enough?
Yes. Yes, I can hear you really well.
Okay. Titled The Knock. Sitting between moonlight and the glow from the candles shimmering off the wine glass, an unexpected knock. Pouring this time-honored process, I said, come in. The handle turned with curious anticipation. The door to enjoy this slowly opened. She stood in the framework, delivering a serious Kodak moment. My left eyebrow rose. I looked at the crushed grapes, then back at her, and she said, is that a cab? And is there enough for two? Without a word, I produced a second glass, adding, I hear boy-girl fun is underrated. I think it's who's participating. Me. Women in suede shoes are sexy. Men who notice also notice. Me. Is introduction necessary? I've done my homework. I'm here to help you with yours. Me. We can do a professional massage without restrictions. With restrictions. Or a full body with no limits. Would you mind refilling my glass? Me. Did you lock the door? Sir Lawrence.
Yeah, that was straight A. I mean, well, this is a very good piece.
Appreciate that, sir.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I'm like, as I'm listening, I get the feeling of, like, I see, like, a, do you ever see the camera trick they do that almost look like the eye is blinking and opening back up to a new camera angle perspective? And I'm seeing it panning on the woman and then panning on you and on the glass and on these different objects that in totality make up this whole electric, you know, sexually charged situation, but through these small little views of a camera, and that is so dope. I love that. A handle turned with curious anticipation. It's like you're just panning on all these things that kind of make up everything. If I gave a room flesh in a way, in a very, very dope way. That was fly. That was very fly. I definitely appreciate that piece for real.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thank you. Yes, green screen all the way.
Yes. Listen, I can see that, like, just the way that you read it with those images, if you were to do, like, a visual art sort of thing, and it's just panned in from each person into it. And it's like, oh, that is so flat. That is so flat. You are in a field of your own, sir. I totally appreciate it.
Well, thank you so very much. Indeed. You know, it's funny because in the book, I have a semi-silhouetted picture of a wine being poured in the glass, and then you can see in the background there's some stuff going on, and it's pretty cool. But anyway.
Yes, that sounds beautiful. But that was a poem of, like, through pictures. It was almost a story told through images, through poetic images, and it was so smartly done. Well, I know you said that this is your first time joining us. I hope that you will not be a stranger, because we love to hear poetry like this. And, you know, I've been hearing you, as I say, across different platforms, and I love to hear you here as well. So please do not be a stranger. I'm sorry, you were going to say something?
No. Thank you very much. No, I will, especially now that I know, because I haven't signed in on a, what is this, Wednesday? Wait, no, today's Monday.
Monday, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't signed Monday on this platform in a while. So, yeah, no, I have to keep that in mind.
Okay, for sure. We look forward to hearing more from you, sir. And again, we thank you for joining us, and just stand by. We might have a little time for some more poetry, or just listening to the other poets that we have. We love having you here, okay?
Okay, then. Well, that's good. Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. One love, one mic.
One love.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the great Sir Lawrence blessing us with, you know, one-of-a-kind perspective, and that's the beauty of all of this. It's like everyone can come to it from a different, you know, angle, and it still has so much to go off of. That was dope. That was really dope. All right. I'm going to throw in another song, and we're going to get back to some of these poets and keep this party going. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Is there a God? Is he watching? Is she watching? Are they watching now? If not, what are we doing? Where are we going? What are we doing now? Look at all these people searching for reasons, searching for peace of mind. Hey, say we're all created equal. That's what they teach us, but that ain't how we treat each other. Now that ain't how we treat each other. The truth is that we need each other. Yeah! Diamond in the back, babies on crack, kicking the door, waving the ball. White collar war crime, money gets spent. Candles in the sun, blowing in the wind. Sun goes down, heroes often get shot. Pieces long been forgot. Oh, will it be too late when we find out? Take a look around now. Yeah. Take a look around. apart. All we do is, all we go, what are we doing? Diving in the back, babies on crack, kicking the door, waiting to fall for white collar war crime, money gets spent, candles in the sun, blowing in the wind, sun goes down, heroes out to get shot, been long before shot, oh. Look around, take a look around, yeah, yeah, look around, all the time, oh, may we all be lost, may we all be praised, and the bridges we burn.
They know who we be.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back. Welcome back to King and Queen's Quarters, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you have your socks off and are prepared for more of this beautiful poetry. Isn't that right, King?
I know that's right.
Yeah, that was solid. Sir Lawrence came through and blessed the mic. Java came through and blessed the mic. The Perla Negra came through and blessed the mic. And look at the lineup of who we have coming up next. It's going to get, oh, it's getting good. It's getting good. All right. We're going to open up this next mic to our next caller. Coming in to us from area code 506. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. Who do we have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hi, it's Lady A.
Hi, Lady A. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Lady A, our favorite Canadian. How are you doing tonight, Lady A?
How you doing?
I'm doing good tonight. It's been a beautiful, warm day today, and the sun was really warm on my back and on my face, and it's all good in the hood.
Ooh, sun kisses are the best kisses, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yes, and welcome to the abundance of spring coming through. It's still been pretty chilly here, but I'm like, you know, you see the little, she's peeking her head in. I'm like, okay, you're going to be shy this year, but...
Yeah, it's not quite here, but you can feel it in the air. I find the air smells different when spring comes around. You know, there's just a different whole different feeling. The sun is different. It's, I guess it's just warming the earth. And it's funny because I brought a poem about winter.
Oh, that's a poem that you wanted to share tonight. Okay, well, you know. It's
well,
your
topic, I just read it last minute, so I had another poem that I was going to read, but this one here answers to your prompt in a way about your words, living your words. So I'll let you be the judge. Judges.
Okay, for sure. And I do want to ask a question. We've been trying to, you know, add at least a little bit of questions into the conversation, you know,
sure.
Get to know you guys a little bit more. So I would like to know, how do you find your poetic voice when life feels chaotic?
I think that sometimes chaos gives me my muse to write about. I find that the words that I love to write about love, but I find it very cathartic in a lot of ways. So when something's going wrong, I feel that I can empower myself by writing about it and getting it off my chest and making it sound, yes, melancholy, but I always try to have it come across as a beautiful thing, too, at the same time. And so it's kind of like tempering the sadness with some beauty. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That definitely explains a lot of your pieces. It's like temper the sadness through these beautiful images that you paint, and it's almost like juxtaposed to the emotion that comes from it. But it paints this beautiful 3D image that you can build into a poem that can be short or long. You know, it doesn't matter the size or the form. It's like a, you know, a more flesh image that you can build from the way that you write your poetry. I definitely believe that for sure. So
thank you. It's important. You can feel, you have to feel what you're going through. You have to feel your sorrow if you're going through sorrow. But you can't stay there. You have to be able to say how you feel, but you have to have something to look forward to, something to pull you out of it. And I try to do that in my life. You try to look at the better side of things or the hopefulness instead of just having it just, you know, so depressing that you want to slit your wrists. You know what I mean? Like it's... I don't say that lightly. I mean, it's a practice that I've used my whole life. When things have gone bad, I've had a lot of losses in my life, and you just, to stay there, it's no good. Like, you can recognize that in another person and reach out to them and try to help them feel like they're not alone. So there's always a silver lining in behind the crap, you know?
Yes, sir. That is very true. The triumph,
you know, there's
is a tragedy.
There's a story. It's an old story. The boy and the pony. And he wanted a pony for Christmas one time. And his father wasn't really, really a nice father. And what he did was he got a whole bunch of horse manure and poured it onto the front lawn. And he said, there's your Christmas present, you know, the horse manure. And he was just a little kid, and he got his shovel out, and he started digging in the poo, and digging and digging, and his father said, what are you doing? He said, well, there's got to be, with all this horse manure, there's got to be a horse in there somewhere. So even in the midst of his poo pile, he felt, you know, there was still hope. There might be a horse there. There's, you know, his optimism was. I think that's how we have to look at life. We learn from our mistakes. We learn from our heartaches, and we can make our lives better and maybe reach out to somebody else. And even as I say this, I can, it's like a mantra, if you will, like, because if you don't do that, it's, the consequences are far more distressing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
So,
that is true.
So,
that's true. You have to.
Yeah.
I definitely appreciate your perspective, and those are all very important things to consider. You can't, you know, you turn your pain into something more instead of just living in it and existing in it. You find a new existence based on what you learn from those things. And I think that's a beautiful thing. And I can't wait to hear what you've got to share with us with all that being said.
Okay. This is so, called Winter. Thank you.
Winter.
Winter, the sea, and me. Winds howl, white caps crash upon the rocks, over sand dunes and docks. Osprey hunt the Northumberland Strait, keen eyes catch without bait. Sea salt scents the air above, my feet planted firmly at the beach I love. Poseidon rages, sun shines upon my face, he's granted me today's grace. Grounded by sand and sea, this is home, she beckons me. Winds nip my nose till red and whisper secrets in my head. Winter weather speaks to me, spirit to spirit sets me free. Windows give view to mine, true love, the sea, conjoined with me. I am inert to ocean's power, waves break and beguile each hour. Saturday, winter walk upon the beach rejuvenates, gives me peace. Sea air clean and crisp, cold winds blowing, it's worth the risks of frostbitten fingers and toes. The sea, my heart enfolds, and home.
I love that. I love that.
Very nice things. Yeah.
And to see you sitting there at the beach and just you paint such vivid images that it's almost like you can see you in the images that you paint. So that, I love that. I really love hearing your poetry, Lady A.
Thank
and I thank you so much for bringing that
thank
to
you.
Us tonight. Hmm.
You always have good topics too, and I enjoy that. So thank you.
You are most welcome, and do not be a stranger. We can't wait to hear more of you. So stand by and listen in for a little more poetry before we close out tonight. And as we always say, take your socks off. Is this not too cold? Take your socks off.
Okay, thank you.
All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
I love to hear her poetry. Poetry reminds me so much of the paintings. It's like you can almost get lost in the images that she paints. It's really awesome. It's really awesome. And then the rhyme and the flow of it, it reminds me so much of Poe a lot. Right? Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Lady bringing to us her beautiful poetic perspective on our topic tonight. We have other callers left in queue, but before we get to them, I'm going to play another song, and then we'll get right to it.
Everything between us is good. I'm riding this cloud, baby, ready to fly, but before I take another step, would you catch me if I fall for you? So used to standing, so used to being on my own, but this thing is new, babe. It feels like I'm losing control. I'll take another step. That's the one thing I'm sure of. So I will take this one last step. So catch me, I'm falling for you.
Yes, I love that song. I really love that song.
Yeah,
welcome
song
back. Yes. Oh, all right. Well, we are talking, how do you live through your words in life, and asking, how do you find your poetic voice when life feels chaotic? So if you're listening in, make sure that you hit that one so that you can join us. And if you listen, we are going to take our next and looks like our final caller of the night. And it is none other than Mr. Tuesday Night, Mojave. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How are you doing tonight?
Hello, good people. How are you?
Hey.
What's going on, bro?
What's happening, bro?
You chilling, man.
Yes, we are doing well. We are doing well. Enjoying a good night of poetry. Have you been listening then? Did you hear what's been going on tonight? It's been really, really diverse and really beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. The music has been quite incredible. And everybody's been weighing in. You know, I saw Sir Lawrence. Heard Sir Lawrence. I was very happy. I was like, oh, Sir Lawrence. Great bitch.
Yeah.
I said, you off tour now? Or the Asim was like, you off tour? Y'all been touring. Mm-hmm. Great beard tour.
Oh,
they
wow.
Putting the great beards on some people. I was trying to ask Dark Man, but, you know, he's like, oh, you know, you gotta. I was like, oh, worries like that. You know, I can't be a silver fox, bro. I can't be down. Nah, let me stop. I'm playing. But
no,
they
was up there. Five, like this.
I'm just saying. They was in there.
Oh wow, that is great to hear. I didn't speak on that, but that's awesome, man. Glad that he was able to come through and bless the mic. That was cool.
Nah, for real, they've been doing their thing for me a minute. So you know, respect is due to them. You know, anybody who can hit the road and come out, you know, the way you know, and have such, you know, goals, aspirations, respect, people just love where they're at, you know, so I'm like, yo, that's dope. Someone else is dope anyway, but every poet that came on, I was listening to, you know, I was deeply into it, but, you know, let me not just run my mouth, you know, huh?
No, I was just saying, that is true, it's been pretty decent, and it's okay, we welcome you. How have you been? Let's tune in with you. How
are
you doing?
How's
things going on your end?
Just, you know, I try not to talk too much, you know.
God. Okay. Fair enough. If that's what we're doing. It's like, no. Well, anyway,
no.
The question of tonight, I'm going to let you have your way tonight, probably. That just tonight. Next week, we're going to be a little different, so just be warned. But, how do you find your poetic voice when life?
I thought I really had a good answer for it. Then I thought about it, and due to recent events, I'd be thinking like I had an answer, but I really don't. I mean, sometimes your voice finds you. In every traumatic instance and circumstance that I've been through, like poetry's been the one thing that I've been able to pour myself into, that helps me to vocalize or at least find out where things were. And I think that when my cousin was murdered, that was the first time where I read a poem, and I really felt people break down and cry and lose everything. Like, and it was bugged because, like, people felt like they were transformed to the instance. And I'm like, you know, and the funny thing is, like, it was just so raw. It was just raw emotion I was writing down, you know, just what I felt. There was no guidance to it. But somehow that became like an opus for me, you know. And I knew that when I read it, I was going to elicit some responses because, you know, if you've been through gun violence or you lost someone to gun violence, it's, you know, the helplessness that you feel, you know, the stuff that goes on, you know, and I was just recalling and everything else that was going on. And you can see the tangible effect of everything that happens afterwards. But when it comes to writing, you know, when you're able to aptly describe the emotions of your history, the ideas, you know, when everything else is chaotic, you know, you can look back on those words and find how much growth that you've done. You know, I have a journal here that every time I read it, it's stupendously stupid how like I've grown emotionally from that point, you know, to the point where my heart was always on my sleeve and everything and anything could hurt me, you know. So now, like, it has to really be super deep-rooted, personal. It has to come from me in a whole different way. So for me, being able to express myself freely allows me to push beyond the margins of the blue lines that I would write, and allows me to aptly write out and contain those pieces and those moments of my history that may be the most traumatic and painful for me, but speak them into existence, thereby, you know, loosing them and allowing them to be free so I don't have to carry the weight, the weight that it bears from carrying the words. So happy.
The weight from carrying the words. Oh, well put, very well put. I thank you for that perspective. I totally understand. And that piece, I remember hearing that. That is definitely emotionally charged and very visceral. It's almost like experiencing that with you the way you wrote it in. You know, I know that you've written some other pieces, like, you know, you're known for your sensual poetry, but the other side is no joke either. And when you let that part out, I'm like, just finds that part inside of you that kind of can relate to it, and it just pulls on it so much that it takes your heart with it. So, you know, the night has grown long, and I don't want to push it further. So I do, again, appreciate your perspective, and I thank you for bringing that to us and for joining us tonight. I do want to give you a chance to bring your piece. I hope it's the one I'm thinking it is. I hope we have telekinesis. You know which piece I'm thinking, but I'm not going to grudge you. So when you're ready, the mic is yours.
I don't know. This could go either way, but I think I know what you're talking about, but I don't think I'm ready to do that piece. Like, I don't think I'm ready.
No, sir.
So I don't, like, that's, like, yeah. You know, and that's fresh off of somebody's craft, so I'm going to do something else.
Fair enough. When you're ready, it's all yours.
It's a little bit of a broken promise, because I know that so Mari challenged me to do this, but, you know, I just feel like I got to do it. So, let's try it this way. Tell me if this is too loud. Is that too loud?
No, that's good.
Bring the moon to me. Let me some birds drinking the honeyed moonbeams. Allow light to radiate my tongue. And when I breathe, my speech reflects the love given. Dimples and goosebumps become sheets in which the heart of fire keeps me warm. Taste the passion of this kiss. In waves that tsunami all the love that be. The sands of time, a beach that reaches, sandcastles built. These are flowers that will never wilt, filled with eternal chlorophyll. May we grow intertwined intimacies, delicacies of desire, bonfires that salute the heavens found in the space of our kiss. I want the smoke. Native my communication of touch, feeling the rooting of your soul, the song of Solomon in your spirit. Bring the moon to me. Let me cuss you in the imaginings of my mind. Fill my embrace with your flamingo sketch. Catch caramel-coated caress. Bless beautiful breath, anointing your ask yes. Cause my heart was waiting for you to wade into the waves of my pool, bathe in the true blue ocean of my passions. Fashioned to reflect the high of your tide, the ride of sunset touches your sleek sexy across the face of the waters. Reminding of what it feels like to touch my shadow. The darkness becomes as cozy as being held while I whisper wind, this honey taste of sin evident in our lovemaking. Our lips cause an eclipse. I have nothing but time here. Declare your force through these trees, obtaining orgasmic oscillation can please. Ease yourself slowly onto me, into me, to heat, to repeat, nothing. Nothing will be as sweet. Nothing. Nothing will be as complete as us becoming, strumming my soul with your fingers. The essence of you lingers, and my mind tastes you, your light, ominescent, present, illuminating the shape of our heavenly bodies. Let this naked universe burst in beautiful measures with pulsars, quarks, and stars. Stars, bring the moon to me. Let me love her full so that she shines for an eternity, momentous in a second of infinity, so that the moon knows how much love there will be. Bring the moon to me. Bring her hands. Climb over the fence. Walk into my yard. Feel the grass between your toes. Let the wind give you the soft flows. Let these wishes blow off the dandelions. Let these lions roar. We soar. From sunset to sunrise. You sit in my eyes. Firmly. Bring the moon to me. Bring the moon to me.
Yo, that was definitely fly, yo. I enjoyed that piece.
Thank you, sir.
And you had the tune behind it, too. So, you're welcome, man.
I appreciate it.
Queen, you did? No, I'll say, Queen, you did? I'll mute your mic. You might have had a pass out, man.
Don't know about
let
that.
People fly.
I'm so
fly
sorry.
Fly, he's a chick pass out with that. Shit.
Oh, gosh. No, I was on mute. So sorry, so sorry. I apologize. But yeah, that's a fly piece. That was really, really nice. I like that. It's beautiful.
Thank you. I try.
I don't think we've been doing this enough as everyone's been leaving, but with your show being tomorrow night, you want to let everyone know what you have going on?
Oh, snap. I'm glad you asked me that question. Hold on. Let me do this like this. You know, I have to get that crazy sound going. Hold on. Let me on it.
tomorrow here on the Pistons Radio Universe, a For Real Entertainment Network. The Starship, where we boldly go with home, not gone before. We welcome in the Honey Drifter 2.0 featuring Connor with now. In this particular show, of course, you know you're going to get the drip and all your erotic poetry, but we're going to have some very special guests. We're going to have Philly G, who is a Belizean-American author of two poetic memoirs, a literary teaching artist, poet, host, facilitator, producer, curator. You know, we're also going to have Epiphany, who's a two-time Gadsden Award nominee. Out of Memphis, Tennessee, didn't even match that all up, but No Fall Creation, Popular Productions, a writer, poet, but much more than that. She's an innovator, knows how to make words sound sexy, entertaining, style. Yeah, absolutely going to have a fantastic time here on the Pistons Radio Universe, still on the 152.0, call it with you. Come in, bring some, get some, let's do some here. Which is the universe, the Real Entertainment Network, will be encouraged to take your socks off. A baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
Thank you so much, Mojave. We appreciate you for coming through. And we look forward to seeing you tomorrow night. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you tune in. All right. Well, Mojave, thank you again. And, I hope you enjoy the rest of your night. One love and one money.
One love, one
money. One love, one money, brother.
All right. As the hour is drawing to a close, we do want to make sure that we get in our last and final call. It looks like someone special has snuck in and raised their hand. And the motto here is always,
yeah,
no poet left behind. So we're going to open up the mic for our illustrious CEO, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet. Welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. How are you doing?
Baby, baby. What it do? What it do? Take your socks off, Queen. It's Trina. Trina.
What's
going on, Brooklyn? Man, everything good, man. Can't complain.
Hey. Hey man, I'm sorry I approached the throne late, but you know, I was having some business, but I'm glad to be here.
It's all good.
I'm glad to have you.
It's all good. We happy to have you.
Yeah.
You know, y'all always set a beautiful. Y'all always set a beautiful vibe up here in the kingdom, and it, you know, I love the vibe every time. So. I hate missing this program.
Oh, I appreciate you. Thank you. We definitely appreciate it. And, you know, that's what we're talking about tonight as well. It's like, you know, how do you deal? How do you keep your poetic voice strong in the midst of all of the things that kind of like kind of push your mind in all directions? Life gets chaotic. How do you find it?
I'm going to tell you, oh, my God, that's a beautiful question. It's a great question. You know what I'm saying? I'll simply say, wow, I write about it. It's what made me a poet, dealing with life and circumstance. You know, I learned to write about it, to release it. I was the kind of person that keep things to myself and bottle them up. Hide away from the issues, problems, and keep them in where they escalate with inside of us. So finding a release through poetry was my medication.
Oh.
You know, being able to at least write about it, then getting the strength to spit about it.
That is true. And you definitely bring a lot of power to your poetry. And I only know probably a freaking, you know how they say the iceberg, you know the top of the iceberg, but you don't know how deep it goes. We know the tip of the iceberg when it comes to you, but We don't know the depth of it. That's an experience that only you hold. But if it's anything like what comes across in your poetry, I know that it has been a well-earned and well-fought, you know, journey to where you have come, and it definitely shows through your work for sure.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm sitting here thinking about your question still. Like I said, it provokes thought. And as I think about your question, your question is actually my testimony.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it gave voice to me. It gave mm-hmm. voice to me. It turned me into a poet. You know, I always loved writing and things like that. But when I was going through, when I was going through the worst parts of my life, the worst times of my life, I found was a great release. Is how I got my voice, is how I found my voice, and was pushed to the front in many places, you know, was challenged to perform, you know, by using those same words to share with other people what I had gone through. So it's really deep the more I think about your question. You know, so, and like I said, I was late, so I didn't get a chance to pick up my pen and write a piece on the topic, the theme, but I just scrolled through my archives and I found something that I titled, and I hope maybe there's something in there that can go along with it, with what you guys are asking. You know,
okay. Well, like you said, that is a part of your testimony, weaving through the, you know, living through the chaos and finding your poetic voice. So that is infused in a lot of what you write. So I'm sure whatever you bought in this particular piece as well is going to fit well. So when you're ready, the mic is all yours.
Mm. Thank you, Trina. Let us begin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to write about love through the pains of being broken apart. Rome, they hit their mark. Trying to write about love. I'm trying to write about something sweet, but Valentine's sweetness has abandoned me. So champagne tears pour. I halfway raise my glass, a toast to you, heart. Here's a penny for your thoughts and two more for the lack thereof. Dear heart, sweetheart, mine was once yours, huh? Chocolates, huh? I once took the risk. I now see that neither of you were good for me. I'm a diabetic, and the taste for sugar has left these lips bittersweet. I'm trying to write a piece about God, but everything around me grows dark. Streets are shadowed by the darkest clouds where the soul taken out of. The land was green, and right here there's only petrified screams and broken dreams. Our blood flows like streams of white water rapids, red, white, and blue executings, black and blue swellings, unjust police brutalities. I'm trying to write about God, and I'm trying to see heaven. But the souls of the wicked that run this government keep standing in front of me, blocking me, my view, death all around me, and there's no one to stop this or these killings. Angels on their way. A voice whispers to me, and I could almost hear their wings flapping, flapping. Let their breeze beat against me. See, I need to feel something, so that I can continue to believe in something. Things I can't see, I need to see something. Change, been praying too long, singing too long that same old song. God, strum a new beat for me, and I'll sing along. To write about life. So many times I've contemplated suicide, not wanting to be here in this world, in a world so unfair. Life longs to leave me. Living like this isn't living or easy. I cry to myself if I could only stay asleep. So much suffering. Even the willows weep. Weeping willows weep. Writings about staying strong and not giving up. Writing stuff and surviving stuff. Praying for generations under me and hoping that there's enough ink to write the next scene. I'm looking around at the state of our children, lost in the cities of transgressions in a town called misery, down lanes full of shame, littered by shit and vials of sickness that shot in veins. Corroded avenues, one-way streets, and I see no way, but I pray that they will have something to write about. Disease, the end of suffering, about love, life, prosperity, and God, I just hope that they have something good to write about. To write about. To write about. About. I'm trying to write about this drink called life, but I've only had small sips. Again, I'd like to write about love. Again, I'd like to write about love. If this world would give me something to write about it. Writing to escape, to get ahead of the pain. Back to the basics, pen and paper, love. I'm trying to remember, but it seems that the hands of fate was, well, that love, it was written in pencil, played a hurtful trick on me. April Fool, ooh, look at you. I wrote about it, my love. I wrote about it. My love was a story written in ink, invisible, once glowing so bright even in the dark, now nothing but gray pastels and clouds, unmoved, made up just for this unwanted view. Sightless, blinded by love. But misery, I see you, I see you. On a table sits a banquet of artificial roses, plastic. I take in its fragrance. The smell of unscented perfumes litters the air. Abandoned nostrils reach out, but nothing's there to write about. Light dimmed by circumstances, circumventing life, but I... No matter how hard I try, I can't slip it, so I might as well deal with it. Those pitfalls that stalk like thieves in the night that move about stealing happiness. So I'll write about it. I'll write about that. Maybe I'll keep it on file on this broken heart where I'll memorize it. Maybe I'll recite it someday, open mic, spit it, find a publisher of sad shit, write a bestseller of full of brokenness, and have it published. Copyrighted in Congress. Scribbled etches and scars embrace this heart's pages. Delicate were the fingers that plagiarized it, taken it, ripped it out while life was still in it, pumping, pumping, pumping while it was still beating, paper hearts. Just goes to show you, if your heart isn't in it, then you'll fall out of it just like you fell into it. So I rewrite what was written on these blank loose leaf sheets. This story of a broken heart, writing to get ahead of the pain, back to the basics, pen and paper, love, writings, writing to escape, trying to write about love through the pains of being broken apart, nails through this heart, jagged daggers of despair hit their mark, trying to write about love, trying to write, I want to write. Like I was born to write about it. I just wish this world would give me something to write about it. For real.
Sheesh. Of course, man. You went in tonight, man. Where you always go, man. Jim, that was dynamite.
That really was. Oh.
Thank you.
It's on the line when you were like a penny for your thoughts and two more for the lack thereof. I was like, oh, this is gonna be good. This is gonna be good. From that line. taste of sugar has left my lips bitter sweet. I was like, what? God drummed a new beat to me and I'll sing along. I can feel that too. It's like you're looking for the rhythm and you want to do the right thing in the midst of everything. I'm like, I was feeling all up and through this piece and I totally felt it. I'm trying to write about this thing called life, but all I've got, I've turned was something about drinking this thing called life, but all I've had is small sips. Ooh, you went in. King is right. You went in. You went in. And I can think of no better way than to close the show out with this particular piece because this is everything. This is amazing. Oh, man. And like I said, I know your poetry is well fought. You went through it in order to be able to write these things that people enjoy so much. And it's like, I feel your pain. I totally feel that. And we thank you for coming through. I know you're in retirement. We know that you, you know, and we appreciate you come through and support and show love.
Hey, sure. I thank you guys for doing what you're doing. Thank you for, you know, helping me find this piece. I don't know how far back I wrote this piece. But I have so many pieces that I can't remember. I haven't performed them in a long time or read them. So thank you guys for, you know, leading me to this because it's like something I'm going to read to myself over again. A lot of times we don't remember the flow of a piece that we've written, you know, but I'm amazed at myself that I can get back to that place doing so, you know. So
re-embody it so well. That was.
I'm just saying. I'm gonna say a curse word. It fucks me up hearing my own piece because I don't. Like I said, I just grabbed it. I looked for, you know, similar words from what y'all was talking about, and you know, was hoping that it could work in here tonight. And but just reading that myself takes me someplace, you know. So thank you, God, for always provoking us with your, you know, your themes and things of that nature. And I also thank you for the beautiful music that you be playing. Whoever the DJ is, you know.
Tonight it was me. We go back and forth, but I'll take all the credit. Thank you.
King will
allow it tonight, but it's not always him. It's not always me, but sometimes it's him. And, you know, we go back and forth.
Yeah,
but thank you. We try to set a
vibe. Yeah, y'all doing y'all thing. Y'all be doing y'all thing. That's all it is. Both of y'all.
Thank you.
So,
we appreciate
you. Hey, I appreciate y'all, man.
All right. Well, you enjoy the rest of your night. For real, we appreciate you always. One love and one mic.
One love,
one love.
Baby, baby.
Baby,
baby.
Yes. Take your socks off. If you don't got them off, take them off. All right? All right. Before we get out of here, King, you have any closing words for the people?
Yeah, I just want to say thank you to everybody that came on the show, reading your beautiful pieces, you know what I'm saying, rocking it out with us, as you want to sing y'all with some music and everything. And also, a big shout-out to my son, Java, you know what I'm saying, for coming through, you know what I'm saying, for this piece.
Okay.
Appreciate you, son. And tune in tomorrow night, you know what I'm saying, Poetry Corner, you know what I'm saying, 7:30 with me and my boy, Poetic, you know what I'm saying, Van Meadows. So tune in.
For sure. Yes, indeed. You know, and again, shout-out to the entire Epiphany family. King, shout out to you. You know, we appreciate you bringing another one of your thought-provoking topics and leading us off really great. And, you know, just vibing with me tonight has been great. And it's been lovely meeting your son and his beautiful words as well. And, again, Java, don't be a stranger. And, you know,
I ain't write his piece, neither.
And also to the rest of the poets that joined us tonight. So Lawrence, coming off tour, getting back in and, you know, tuning in with us. We appreciate you. You know, Acadia, yes, Boston, everybody, you guys rounded out the show, rounded out the topic. And I feel like I walk away, you know, enriched from what you guys share from us, from your perspectives to your poetry. So don't ever stop writing and don't ever stop sharing. And tune in back here with us again on next Monday night. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, and make sure that you download our episode. We're available on Blog Talk, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and all the other streaming platforms. Tune in every night this week for another great Epiphany Radio family show. Tomorrow night is going to be Honey Dripper 2.0 with Mojave. Then, you know, Wednesday night, the Erotic Love Zone. Thursday night, typically the Get Down. Friday night, I get a little lost at that show, but it's always something beautiful. They switch up a little bit. And also on Saturday night, it's either going to be the Just Jay and James show or it's going to be Poetic Therapy. Tune in to see. Never a bad night. Sunday, the Inspiration Factory, and we're right back here on Monday night. Hopefully, I've done our station manager, Van Meadows, some justice while he's been on hiatus and in love on Twitter page.
Everything good? I'm here. And I also just want to say, if you want to check out King Atterbury's books, check out the website. I got audio and video on there. It's www.jwatterbury.com. Check me out. Holler at your boy on that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And while we're doing pictures, I do want to let you guys know you can also tune in on my website or my Instagram page, Silvina or author Silvina. .com. If you're in the New York area, make sure that you, you know, if you'd like to come out to Houston to see a great show, we're going to be there on the 13th, this Thursday night. And if you know anything about the Epiphanies annual Epiphany families, sister, I'll say family, the Honey Drippers, they're having a showcase in Albany, New York, and I'm going to be in attendance there as well. So tune in to Mojave and find out more about that. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be talent coming in from all over the place. It's going to be a sensational weekend of learning and stuff like that. Listen, if you know anything about the people at Epiphany, it's moving and shaking and poetic growth happening every single day. And also on the Poetry Corner and the Let's Talk Network family as well. There's always so much to be heard and said, so make sure that you tune in. And again,
and anybody want to come through on Poetry Corner, I'll schedule you out. Sorry, Queen.
Absolutely. Yes, indeed. Make sure that you tune in with King. All right. Well, as we always say, one love and one bite. Enjoy the rest of your night, ladies and gentlemen.
One love, one bite.
What you do is crazy, baby. Not like you belong in an asylum. Crazy, babe. Like the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Like the rain falling from the sky. Like the trees growing from the ground. I'm astounded, babe, by your love for me. And your touch in me. And your trust in me. Like you do.
I just took my socks off at Epiphany Radio.